All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
What is good? Welcome back to another episode of the Wheel Wednesday Behind the Wheel podcast. I am Scott from Koenig.
And I'm Luis from Koenig.
And now that we've gotten that out of the way, what's happening? Hope you're all having a good Wednesday. For those that are coming over from the live stream, thanks for doing so. We appreciate you. Don't forget to take a look at some of our other content that we've been putting in, putting a lot of work into it. So if you're a new subscriber here, welcome. And if you're not a new subscriber, well, then tell your friends to get subscribed and click that button that's down that way. Now, every Friday we put out a piece of content. No different than this Friday.
Yep.
We got a piece of content coming. Make sure you check it out. Max sometimes drops it in the morning, sometimes drops it in the evening. It's very tricky. He's very tricky. He likes to keep you on your toes. So make
Pay
sure
attention.
You hit that notification bell. That will keep you kind of notified when we drop that stuff.
Yes, sir.
All right. Listen, with the new wheels here, we are bringing back an old debate with a new topic, and that has to do with A and B profile. We get it quite a bit. We're still getting a lot of questions on it. We've made videos about it in the past about what A profile is versus B. We're going to do a little recap here, and we're going to show you with the new heliograms.
Well, and I think it's one of those things that also a lot of people don't grasp what exactly concavity and convex mean when it comes to their fitment, meaning that everybody wants to have a specific type of wheel, whatnot, or style and whatnot, and they don't know really what it goes to actually make that fit appropriately and things like that. And I think that's the reason why I wanted to have this conversation, because we get the same questions all the time. Right. Might as well have the conversation with you guys live.
Right, like convex, concave.
No, look at that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about A and B profile real
quick.
First off, what is the difference? Let's explain the difference between A and B profile. A profile is essentially going to be what we refer to as the flatter profile of the two. It's also going to generally be used on the front of cars or on front wheel drive cars or all wheel drive cars. What's used square.
Yep.
A profile essentially is a way of us identifying that wheel is going to be obviously the flatter in the profile, but also going to have the most amount of caliper clearance and potentially hub depth clearance. So we'll talk about exactly what those two things
Yes.
are in a second.
Yep.
But what it means for you is that when we have a wheel that may have an A profile and a B profile, the B profile will be the one that is more concave.
Yes.
Now, concavity comes with its own setbacks.
Ooh, look at that.
And I hate to use the word setbacks, but it's very beautiful.
Yeah.
I hate to use the word setbacks because setbacks sound so derogatory. But I think in this nature of the conversation, you need to think a setback as just something you need to be conscious of. You have to use it in the right application.
Mm-hmm.
Concavity is something that looks super dope when used correctly.
Mm-hmm.
When used incorrectly, and what I mean by used incorrectly is getting a B profile for a situation that really can't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
When that happens, you could put yourself kind of more of a harmful situation than a beneficial one.
Yeah.
Tendency is that most of the wheels that can be made with a B profile are going to be wider and have a lower offset.
Yep.
We know that,
yep.
Right? You'll see, you know, for those that are going to ask some of the common questions, like, why is this B profile not available in an 18x8.5?
That's exactly what I wanted to ask. Go ahead.
No problem. I will answer it for you. the reason that that's not offered is because if we did a profile in a narrower width with a higher offset, right? An 18.5x43, so to speak. What ends up happening is you're going to lose brake caliper clearance. And this is because the spoke move is going to be so violent from the front edge of the barrel where the spoke starts at the lip down to the PCD area. You know what? Let me bring a B profile up here real quick.
Oh, dang.
So this, my friends, is the heliogram, which I've
Strong.
Well, it's not heavy. By the way, this is an 18 by 12, right? Yeah, this is a 12, right?
Yep.
Definitely?
Or is it 10 and a half? I can't see right here. Right here. Max load. Nope. 18 something.
Oh, no. It's right here. What are we doing?
Oh.
This is an 18, 10 and a half.
Oh.
Okay. So in the 18, 10 and a half, this is a B profile. Now, let's talk about that movement. We're a little bit off here because camera's pointed down a little bit. But so, all right. So here's your B profile. Am I cutting your face off,
Luis? No, it's all right. I feel like this
I brought you in. I don't want to hurt anybody here.
Hello.
So the spoke starts here and then makes a solid bend down into this area. Now, that concavity is fine when you have a wheel that's at a 20 offset and let's say is an 18 by 9.5 or a 19, 9.5 at like a 20 offset. Mm-hmm. In an 18, 8.5 at a 43, what this essentially would do is make that this drop is almost half the wheel, you know? And so what ends up happening is from the inside, you can see, is that the distance, I'm going to try to do this through here. Nice. The distance between, see, now you can't see me.
Well.
Here, look. Hello. How are you? Now the distance between this back pad where essentially this is mounting on the rotor surface. Hold on, I'll peek through.
Yeah.
Where the back pad essentially, this is so weird, is going to mount to the rotor surface and the distance to the back of this spoke here, it's going to decrease because what's going to end up happening is to get the proper offset higher, this pad actually is going to come more in here.
By the way, if you're listening to this on like iTunes or anything like that, you're going to have to go on YouTube because he's demonstrating it on YouTube. Sorry.
I feel bad for those people listening, but basically understand that you start to lose caliper clearance. And all of a sudden, if you lost this amount of caliper clearance and you had a brake that started down low, like an Evo 8 brake, an Evo 9 brake, something to that effect, you would crash.
Now, this is total, you know, for example, this 18, 10 and a half, right?
Yeah.
Let's use an example of a 350Z.
Okay.
You know, this would fit in the back end, right?
Yeah.
Let's say if I wanted to put this in the front, is that a safe thing to do? Should I do that? Is that possible? If it isn't, you tell me.
So are we talking about this in the sense of just the 350Z?
Well, I'm talking about in general. The reason why
we can't do in general, and that's one of the points I think people should understand is that
exactly
you can't make a general statement when so many different vehicles are going to have different fitment requirements.
So then that's the reason why I wanted to have this topic because a lot of people always say to me, "Hey, I want the B profile look on the whole car. How can I accomplish that?"
Right.
So that's why I'm using 350Z as an example. For example, 350Zs are normally a staggered setup, correct?
Right.
The reason why.
And plenty of people with a 350Z or a G35, or, you know, coupe or something like that, they're going to be able to, or they're going to run a square setup. So that doesn't mean just because your car is staggered doesn't mean you have to keep the car staggered. However, just out of the box to bolt on some wheels, you can put a 10.5 in the rear on a 350Z with the right offset and the right tire. I would say 9.5 at a 25 is really the right bolt on front situation with the correct size tire. Mm-hmm. And once you start to go wider than that or lower offset than that or run too much more of a tire than that, there potentially will be rubbing issues.
Mm-hmm.
And for all the people that are going to argue with this, first off, I have a 350Z, so let's not go there. Second off, remember that those we're talking about bolt-on fitments. We're talking about, yes, my front camber is still closer to zero. I'm not making any compromises or I'm not rolling fenders, or I'm not going with over fenders or flares or shorting the tire or, you know, stretching the tire. You're putting on the right stuff, and that's where we get it. Now, yes, I know people that are going to tell me that they run 10.5 square in their 350Z or G35. Yep. I get it. I've seen it. I know people do it. I'm not naive to it. What I'm saying, though, is to keep the proper rolling diameter on the tire, so you have the right size tire, to use the proper wheel fitment without any modifications besides just bolting on your wheel and tire package, that's just too wide for the front.
Well, and I think people lose sight of the fact that at the end of the day, we are a company. We're going to tell you the safest way to do certain things. And that's the reason why when you ask us these questions, yeah, obviously with appropriate studying and modification, you know, you going out there and figuring it out, that's your prerogative, let's just say, because it's your build. But we're going to give you the appropriate fitment, correct?
Yeah.
That's what our job is. We're not going to get you out there to do something that's not safe for your car or doesn't work appropriately for your car.
I mean, in the meantime, can we all just take a moment to press the like button if you are not like super interested in this new QM finish? You can't see it well on camera, but this finish is gorgeous.
It looks way better in person.
And yeah. Listen, all the heliograms have this knurled bead. So, you know, super interesting. And I will tell you, think about it like this. The 18 by 12 comes in at 21.9 pounds. 18 by 12, 21.9 pounds. Boy, you need to go get you some.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we got a lot of stuff going on here. This is a good looking wheel and the finish is fantastic. So again, if you like it, throw that like button up there. And I want to
bring
up the A's? Yeah. So, all right, so now we're into A profile. Oh, wow, this one fits way better. A profile. So Max is showing a B profile right now.
it's okay.
No,
still
that's not
good look.
I mean.
Oh, there it is. So, there's an A.
So in an A profile, what can we notice here? We're going to look at the fact that the spoke itself is going to be flatter.
Mm-hmm.
Flatter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I say flatter is because I like going tur, but also because we do our best to make every spoke profile as concave as we possibly can around a given caliper profile that we've created that we know covers majority of the cars that we're going to build wheels for.
Yep.
And that's really important because we do. There is a reason to the shape of a spoke,
yep.
Right? There is a reason that we have this particular shape on the spoke and it will clear certain cars. So this shape right here for us clears most modern passenger vehicles.
Yep.
We've made accommodations. This is going to be the same profile that you're going to see in any of the A profiles. And Max showing really good B-roll on it that shows that going around. So you can really see the depth on that A profile. And it's super important to understand that when you start talking about cars that have really large brakes, when you start talking about, you take it. It's all you.
Look at all this space we have for activities.
That's true. There's a lot of activity space. Yeah, I mean, that's the case. I mean, look how much space you have between the back of the spoke and this mounting surface. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of space. Now, this is an 18.9 ET25. So this is going to be the most amount of caliper clearance you have.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go into the two things I said before. I said that an A profile generally would give you the most amount of caliper clearance.
Yep.
And in most cases, will give you the most amount of hub depth clearance.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the two R. First off, caliper clearance. People mistakenly use caliper clearance and they look for different numbers that you really can't use. First thing is, let's notice for a second that the back of this spoke here, it changes the dimensions as the concavity of this spoke changes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people say, well, how much room do I need to have to fit my brake? At what point? Like, how high is your brake?
Yeah.
What are we measuring
yep.
at? Like, we have to have some sort of, Z and Y factor.
Yeah.
And there's nothing here. In wheel terms, when we talk about Y factor, we're talking about height. And when we talk about Z factor, we're talking about the bottom of the brake. So I know somebody made a comment on one of our videos. That's not what X, Y, and Z factors are. We're talking about in wheel terms.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in the overall.
Mathematics.
No, not mathematics. In the, what do they call that? Engineering standard.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. So that's the first thing. The second thing is a lot of times, and I know this is not really the A and B topic, but a lot of times people will talk about, can you tell me the inner barrel diameter? Can you tell me the height of the inside of the wheel? So again, let's look at this wheel. At what point do you want us to take that height? Right here?
You know what I mean? It feels weird, right?
Like, yeah.
Here, or what about when the barrel steps in? Like, at which point? And so that's why we say, like, caliper drawings are way more effective. They're going to give you the whole shape of the caliper, the whole shape that you're looking for. It tells the whole story.
Yep.
So allow the whole story to be checked before you go and make a purchase if you're concerned.
Yeah.
A profile. Let's talk about that hub depth clearance. Hub depth clearance is essentially how much distance you're going to have from the backpack to the back of the cap. The backpack, right. And so what you'll see here is we make inserts. Like, in other words, because on a flow-formed wheel like this one, right, this profile is going to be what you'll find on 8.5, and it's going to be what you find on, let's say, 9.5. But the difference is going to be is the depth that you're going to have in this PCD range right in here.
Yeah.
And so what happens is we build inserts to be able to set this PCD back, let's say on a 9.5-inch wheel with a lower offset, we'll set this pad back so that the PCD does get deeper. We do that for a few reasons. One, aesthetically, it looks better. Mm-hmm. Two, it's going to make it so that we're taking out extra aluminum. If not, this whole piece would be like solid aluminum, and it would look ridiculous, and it'd be heavy, really heavy. Yeah. So we make these inserts that allow us to be able to bring that PCD depth down. And a lot of times that's, you know, having, you know, the same profile or with any profile, it's going to give you the most amount of clearance. And so if you're curious as to why you would want to have a certain hub depth from the back of the cap to here, remember, every car has a given hub that protrudes. Now, notably, Mitsubishi and Nissan generally have some of the larger ones on the spectrum there for your average everyday vehicle.
Yeah.
But what you mean is that hub nut, that the axle nut or any grease cap that they put over an axle or any axle protrusion, it's got to have room or else you're not going to be able to run that center cap.
Yep.
So, you know, we try to make sure that there's plenty of that here. And generally what happens is because the B profiles are going to be found more in the rear of vehicles, you're going to find very little hub protrusion on most vehicles, even on the rear. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to have as much hub depth, which means you really can lay it down and get a little bit more concavity out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's generally the difference between the A and the B profile. I could throw it over here. Okay. Maybe not, because I'll just wheel this one away. So that's generally what you have there as far as, you know, some of the distance and differences between A and B profile. I didn't want to spend too much time on this. Yeah. We talked about it. It's really just because we get a lot of questions on it.
Well, and that's one of the things that I wanted people to understand and kind of get out of this podcast is to give you an explanation of what exactly A and B is. Yep. Not only that, when you're going to go do these purchases. At the end of the day, we want you to – we're going to give you the safest bet when it comes to your car. Not only that, make sure – and we always emphasize this – that when you're doing these modifications or, well – getting new wheels and whatnot, to make sure that you consult your wheel and tire distributor, meaning that the reason why they exist is because they're going to give you the best options for your car.
Yeah.
You know, so although we're doing these videos, whatever it is that you have questions on, when you're talking to someone that you're purchasing the wheel from, make sure that you ask these questions before you go and put these wheels on, because then you end up with a wheel that doesn't fit appropriately, and then all of a sudden we're having this conversation again and you're resorting to this video again, and then you realize, oh man, Luis and Scott told me this already.
You know, and I think, you know, you brought up a valid point, but I also think that there's really something else to this, which is that we've gotten so accustomed in our lifestyles to being able to order everything on our phone, never speak to anybody. It just shows up on our doorstep. And you can certainly do that same thing with wheels. I think that if you're really informed, really knowledgeable, if you know something for sure, this definitely fits my car, my friend has it, this happens, if you have all those facts and you feel so informed that you can pull the trigger, great. And I think that there's a lot of convenience to it.
Mm-hmm.
But remember that wheel and tire professionals or, you know, some of these shops that will sell and service these wheels, when you're not sure, not only can they help you guide through the storm, but if something tragically doesn't go right for you, Or if they order in the wrong thing or whatever it may be, you'll have a point in contact and somebody that can work with you to mitigate any issues that you're going to have and be able to resolve the solution in most cases.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that that's important because you, if especially if you're a first-time wheel buyer, being able to buy the right wheels and have a good experience with your purchase is important. It happens the other way, my friends. Like it does. Like there's people that totally get turned off from modifying their car or having wheels and tires just because they have a bad experience. And a lot of times that comes because they use a website to like go and put their vehicle in and says, oh, you fit. Like, you know, like somebody goes to Amazon and they pipe in their vehicle and it says this fits your vehicle.
Yeah.
And it doesn't.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to, you know, some of these sites are using width and offset. Yeah. As the sole determining factor of fitment. And the truth is, in today's day and age, where some of the brakes that are coming from these manufacturers are just so large and they've changed so much, you can't just use offset and width. It's just not a good number to use. It's like asking for the inner barrel diameter. Like, things change. So that's our recommendation to you. You know what I mean? I don't want to overcomplicate
it. Yeah. I think that was great. I think, honestly, even myself, I learned something there, right?
Well, that's what we are about. Yes, knowledge, sir. And information.
But, yeah, thank you guys for joining us. Yeah. We're really appreciative for you guys always being here every Wednesday with us, kicking and hanging out. Hopefully, you learned something today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If we gave you some sort of edumacation,
yeah.
Go ahead and throw some edumacation comments down there. Let us know if you like this format, if you like it better, you like us to explain topics. You have any other topics you want us to do here, let us know. We'll be happy to do them. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button if you're not subscribed. Tell your friends. We appreciate it. All the giveaways that we're going to have coming up soon, they're going to come through YouTube. We've done 4 already this year. Have you heard of them? Then you're not subscribed or you didn't click that notification bell. Don't forget, we put up a piece of content every Friday. We go live right here on our YouTube channel. Don't forget, we go live on our Instagram and Facebook before the podcast, 2 p.m. Eastern every Wednesday. You know, we do the podcast every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern with you here. Thanks for joining us. We will catch you on the next one. Take care. Peace.